The next time you think about getting a soft drink, think about reaching for a bacon-flavored soda or even a key lime pie pop. It sounds odd, but those are real options here. We'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
At a place called Pops, you'll find plenty of what else? Pop.
We have literally 700 plus in the store at all times.
And with over 700 kinds of pop, Marty Depke says you will see some very unusual flavor combinations.
These days, nothing seems strange to me anymore, just with some of the combinations that we've seen here. I mean, we have 7 different types of bacon sodas, so that should tell you enough right there.
That's bacon-flavored soda he's referring to, an unusual taste indeed. Marty says he has noticed one trend lately in pop flavors.
I've seen a lot of food-flavored sodas, and they're really more gimmicky than anything else, because I can assure you they don't taste very good at all. They're popular. People like to satisfy their curiosity, and I don't know if anybody's actually drinking these things or if it's, you know, just for fun.
Food-flavored sodas, like my bottle of Key Lime Pie Pop that I tried. I must admit, the actual pie is better, but the pop isn't bad. You'll find several sodas from other countries as well.
A lot of the ones, say, from Mexico, a lot sweeter than what we're used to here. And then some of the ones overseas just come up with some strange combinations. Whether it's in England, there's a dandelion and burdock that's a popular soda over there, which we carry here, that to me is just completely odd. For the English travelers that come through here, then they love the fact that we have it. They're drinking it down, and I just don't see how they do it.
And part of Marty's job is knowing exactly what's inside the store.
I've probably had about 1,500 different types over the last few years. As it comes in off the trucks, we'll sit out there and drink them in the warehouse and talk about them. And, you know, sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's just kind of like, why are we doing this?
It's an interesting place to stop and drink a pop or two. Traveling the countryside in Arcadia, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.